talk a little bit about adjuvant therapy, a very different situation. Mm-hmm. I'll ask you again maybe to talk a little bit about what the usual sort of psychological state is of the patient who's coming in for their first visit to consider adjuvant therapy.
Well, again, a lot of the patients are in shock because they've done all the right things. You know, it's a woman, but I went for my mammogram. I think all of us have this sort of false belief that if we go for our mammograms and our screening, we're going to be safe. It's sort of like working in oncology. You know, you can't get cancer. And so I think there's a level of disbelief there in the beginning. And a lot of times, again, because of the internet and all the information overload, they're so overloaded with things that their friends have told them, their neighbors, that they have pulled off the internet. I think at that point in time, they really need direction. And they need to sit down and really look at all the options, but they need direction at that point in time because it's emotional overload and it's informational overload.
Maybe we can track out a little bit about the different kinds of interventions that are used in the adjuvant setting, starting with adjuvant endocrine therapy, which I guess most women end up receiving since most of them have ER-positive tumors. And in postmenopausal women, we've seen a shift towards the use of aromatase inhibitors, and you were talking a little bit about that before, but now you're in a situation where the woman might be taking the drug for 5 years or more. Mm-hmm. What are some of the issues that come up as you see these women, you know, coming back year after year? You mentioned the issue of adherence. What about side effects, adherence, et cetera, and life on endocrine therapy?
Again, I think most of the patients that we see do tolerate it well, with the exception of the joint and bony type of pain. Another thing that does come up is what their insurance covers, because that is an issue. They're going to be on a medication for 5 years, and sometimes that will dictate the choice of the drug that we give. But most of them, as I said, do tolerate it well. They do have to have their bone densities, but we try to encourage all of the women that are on it to do weight-bearing exercises. There's a program called Strong Women, Strong Bodies and strength training exercises that we have at our center that we really do encourage our patients to participate in. And the ones that are on the AIs are probably the ones that need it more than anyone else.